I'm here with starting midfielder and captain for the JV1 team, Kurt Spittler. The Greyhounds are 4-1 on the season and play Fishers this Friday. Kurt, how long have you been playing lacrosse?
I started playing lacrosse in sixth grade. Just a couple friends started playing, so I decided to play and, you know, loved it ever since, and I've stuck with it.
And what would you say is different about lacrosse that other sports don't really have?
Well, lacrosse, it's kind of a mix of a lot of things, but the stick, obviously, that's the biggest difference because not any other sport has something like that, and it's kind of an extension of your own body, but you can, like, personalize it to you, and, you know, you can make it your, like, style, and it's just pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. And you were elected captain by your teammates this preseason. How would you take on the extra responsibility being one of the leaders on the team?
Well, first of all, it was an honor to be voted by my teammates to be a captain. It was a, you know, great thing to have. But it just the extra responsibility, you just got to make sure everyone's accountable for their actions. You got to make sure everyone's doing what they need to do, working outside of school, you know, getting their homework done, stuff like that. You know, that's something our coaches have preached a lot. And, you know, that's something I try to do as a captain.
The Greyhounds unfortunately came off a disappointing loss against the Royals on Wednesday, 8-7, in an exciting overtime finish. And as a captain, how do you plan on bouncing back to take on Fishers this Friday?
Well, we just got to make sure we have a good practice today, make sure the energy's good, make sure no one's down. We got to forget about it. I mean, we could have won that game. We just made a lot of simple mistakes. So we're a very good team, just a little young and inexperienced. So we just need to calm down and just play good like we can.
And so now that the season is in full swing, what would you say the kind of camaraderie that the team has as a whole with each other?
Well, this team's special. Like last year, JV1, we were pretty close. Everyone was pretty close. But this year, I say we're like a family. We have a group chat. Some crazy stuff goes down. We're all friends. Like everyone has nicknames. It's just a really good team, really fun bunch of guys. And, you know, we have fun playing lacrosse and have fun off the field.
What's your nickname?
My nickname, well, I didn't get one this year, but it's Special K, freshman year. Former player gave that to me.
Is there your favorite nickname on the team?
Definitely going to have to go with Bill Walton, also known as Carson Walton. Will Carlson just comes up with some great nicknames.
How do you get Bill Walton?
Just the famous basketball player, I don't know. Will Carlson, sometimes you don't really know what's going on in his mind.
And is there anything special or unique that this team does that kind of separates them from past teams?
Well, like, just the camaraderie. It's, you know, a great sense of family, great team. And, you know, the group chat, it's crazy, hilarious. Sometimes you don't know what's going on, but we're all really close. And I think we all care about each other. So it's, you know, provided for a really good team aspect.
What goes on in this group chat that's so crazy?
I don't know. Just kids being crazy, just messing around, making fun of each other, you know, just the good old teammate stuff that usually happens in the locker room, but now it's like 24/7 happening everywhere.
Do you think that because you're a captain, and I know other captains might have this as well, but specifically you, do you think as a captain you have kind of a special relationship with the head coach?
I do think I have a special relationship with the head coach just because they expect a lot out of me. Like, if any of my teammates are messing around at practice, they come to me. You know, it's like they don't want to say something. They want the captains to say something to step up and be leaders. So I think I do have a special relationship, and I think I'm kind of like the coach outside of practice and stuff like that, like the authority figure, I guess. You know, I got to make sure everyone's doing what they need to do, and I got to like spread news and like tell people what to do.
You said you're the authority figure. How do you handle kind of a punishment aspect? Because I know that there's obviously not everyone's perfect on the team. People make mistakes, and usually the coaches handle that, but you said that as captains, you kind of handle a lot of that responsibility. How do you handle when someone, you know, messes up or something like that?
Well, if someone messes up, I usually just try to be calm with them and be like, hey, it's okay, you know. If it's at practice, you know, make him do push-ups. That's the thing. If you, like, drop a pass, make it by a play, you have to do push-ups at practice. And, you know, just make sure everyone's doing that. Like, don't, like, single out one person. So just have a really good team aspect. And just make sure, like, me personally, I'm doing what I'm doing. So, like, I'm leading by example, and hopefully, like, those mistakes can be minimalized. And, like, if someone messes up on a play or something, I, like, got to explain it to them and just, like, make sure they understand the concepts.
And last question, how do you expect the season to go basically for the rest of the season as we are five games into the season?
Well, I think we have a lot ahead of us last season. Last season we went undefeated and we had a super talented team, you know, a bunch of guys on varsity right now getting varsity minutes. But this team, I think it will be as good at the end of the season. We're just going to grow more over the season because we're just really young, a lot of freshmen on the team. But I think we can grow and turn into a great team. And we have some tough matchups right after spring break. We head up to Detroit to play Brother Rice and Detroit Central Catholic. So it's going to be some big games, and we just got to play tough. Can't start slow. That's what happened yesterday, and that's why we lost. But I think we're going to have a great rest of the season.
I'm here with Kurt Spittler, captain of the JV1 team. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE, the voice of Carmel Greyhound Sports.